This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Shine. 3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble waking up.
Thank God it's Friday.
Is it Friday already?
You want to know an ideal Friday in my world?
Moronic commentary and stupid sound effects.
This is my kind of show.
They got great banter.
Yeah!
It's Friday, Pumpkin.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hold on a second, you guys are the best.
Well then, what are we waiting for?
You have to say it!
Say what?
It's showtime.
Come on, Annie, it's Friday. Drink that coffee down. Get it down in you.
I want to tell you right now, I'm so excited it's the weekend, but I am so exhausted.
I hear you, sister.
I know everybody else is too. Oh, my gosh.
We made it, though. Today's Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Let's go ahead and pretend it's here. You know, we've only got a few more hours to go. If you got to work until 5 today, or maybe you're a super early bird. You worked that first shift. You get off at 3, 3:30. That's good, too. Got a lot to get to today, and I'll tell you something else. NC State's roll continues to roll. I'm going to run down the basketball action for you from yesterday. Busted brackets everywhere.
Absolutely.
Because of one game that happened yesterday.
And I'm so sorry, Dale. That's all I'm going to say about that.
So anyway, we're going to run that down for you.
Poor Dale.
I know. I'll get over it. 6:04, thanks for having on the Wake Up with the Wolves show. Let's start with Morgan Wallen and Eric Church. Man made a bar on the Wolf.
Sat down on a bar stool.
All right, let's talk round ball for a second here. So, NC State beats Texas Tech 80-67. What a game. Congratulations, NC State fans. Kentucky lost to Oakland.
I'm so sorry, Dale.
Last night I was screaming. but Kentucky is out. That means that NC State plays Oakland tomorrow at 7:10. Today, Duke takes on Vermont at 7:10. Carolina beat Wagner 90-62 yesterday afternoon. So Carolina plays Michigan State tomorrow at 5:30.
Oh.
And it's a very exciting weekend, and everybody's dreaming of a Carolina-NC State final. And if that happens, they'll be reveling in the street. I think Raleigh is still running up and down the street.
No, yeah,
NC State campus has gone completely nuts. So anyway, congrats to NC State. Kentucky, you let me down. Cal, we got to have a talk. It's ridiculous. I thought we had it. Didn't have it.
Well, Carolina has not let me down yet.
They have not. So go Heels, go Pack. 6:08 now. The Painter. Here's Cody Johnson on the Wolf.
She talks about the future like she's flipping.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the preview review. Now, we'll say straight up, right out of the gate, that
Dale's a cheater.
And I cheated. And I'm not going to participate in the preview review. I'm going to let Annie do the preview review, and then I'm going to step in. Is that fair?
That's fair. You're just going to give your review.
Yeah, So here's what we do. The preview review is where we watch a preview of a movie, having never seen it before, yet tell you whether it's going to be good or not. We're very judgy. We're very good at judging people and things, and this morning we're going to judge a thing, and it's a preview.
Roadhouse, the remake with Jake Gyllenhaal, which I'm not so happy about.
If you've been under a rock, they have remade it. Amazon, it's their studio who did it. And it is available on Amazon and included with Amazon Prime. There's no extra charge to watch it.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I am sure. Just as a bonus, you may or may not realize or know that Amazon has started running commercials in all of their content. This particular movie is presented to you commercial-free after a movie trailer plays at the beginning of it for an upcoming movie called Civil War.
Wow.
All right, so you get it. She get it for free if you got Amazon Prime.
Okay, good to know.
All right, so let's push the ado aside, and here we go with the trailer for Roadhouse.
Before we start, do you have insurance?
What?
Your coverage good? Like, you have dental?
Oh, haha.
Is there a hospital nearby? Is it, like, too far?
About, like, 25 minutes, I'd say.
I just slapped you. Are you all right?
What?
So you like to fight? You ever win?
No one ever wins a fight.
So true. He's in great shape for this too, by the way. Let me stop that right there and tell you that those scenes on UFC, mm-hmm. they were filmed at an actual UFC event. It was all planned. They had the cameras and everybody, the whole crew was at that particular event and filmed it at an actual UFC. It's an actual UFC crowd.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. It's very realistic, too. Very realistic.
This ain't the Holiday Inn, pal.
Right, he's sleeping in his car. Cops come and runs him off.
A friend of mine suggested I come talk to you. I own a roadhouse out in the Florida Keys.
Place of dump.
Lately, it's been attracting the wrong clientele. I can pay you good money. Judging by your car, you need that.
Well, I like my car.
Think about it.
Cars are keep.
I know who you are. Elwood Dalton, big fan, man.
That guy's got a knife under his shirt. You just take a big step back and pop me in the face.
You can do it.
Tell me about this fountain.
Yeah, it's all nice. Like he's Mr. Rogers or something, but then he'll haul off.
All right, the bad guy is, what's his name, Billy Magnuson. Is that he was in one of the Mission Impossible movies.
Okay.
He's one of these guys who's just so super annoying. Just take one look at him, you're like, I hate that guy.
It's a punchable face.
Yeah.
Really interesting guy, overall. Brand wants to take the roadhouse away from me. He wants to build some resort.
I should warn you.
All right.
People have a certain way of getting things done around here.
Oh my God.
Hey, Conor McGregor.
Looks like you're having a smashing night.
Yes.
He's an absolute maniac.
I got a tip for you. Don't let no one get this close.
Smashes him in the face with a headbutt.
Oh, okay.
Let me get it.
All right. So, anyway, you know, that's a big enough taste of what it is. What do you think?
I got to say, I still don't like Jake Gyllenhaal as Dalton.
Right.
There's something about him.
He ain't Patrick Swayze.
He's not even manly, okay?
Right.
Well, but I will say,
you got to admit, he's in great shape.
He is in great shape. I got to say, though, it looks good. The movie looks good. Like, it's going to be a decent action remake version of Road. I don't know. Just something about it. And it's got Conor McGregor. I give it, are we doing this out of 10 or 5? I
can never remember.
5?
5 stars.
I'll give it a 3 out of 5 off the preview alone.
Okay.
Just because I don't like Jake Gyllenhaal, so it knocks it down a point.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and jump in here and tell you. It's definitely worth watching. Great little popcorn movie. Lots of action. Lots of funny lines in it. Some cameos in there that you'll like. One that I spotted that I think a lot of people will not spot, and I think you'll spot it.
Mm-hmm.
You know this couple that dances on the Instagram and on TikTok? You know, she's a real pretty girl, and he's a... her husband is the guy who dances, and their moves are so smooth. You know,
yeah, they normally do it like in their living room. Is that who you're talking about?
They could be anywhere on the boardwalk or whatever.
Okay, you know okay, what okay.
They're in it for just a brief minute, and they didn't let them dance. I bet they had them dancing
and they couldn't make it in.
And they cut it.
So what is your take on the movie?
For an action movie, and again, I take these movies for what they are. I don't expect an Oscar-winning film when I go to see a movie like this, and I don't grade it the same. I give it for action movies an all round 4 out of 5.
Okay. See, I would have given it a 4 out of 5 if it wasn't Jake Gyllenhaal. So we're about right there.
Here's what's going to happen when you watch it. Jay, I get the whole Jake Gyllenhaal
thing.
Is he
going to transport me? Am I going to think that he is Dalton?
Well, remember how Dalton was like a nice guy in the movie, but he was also tough in the original?
Yeah.
He does that, and as you know,
of course he does that. It's Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's good enough. He's good at coming off as a nice person.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Okay.
Going to be home this weekend looking for something to watch. Saturday's going to be raining. Going to be a washout. Maybe you want us to watch a movie.
Besides that Carolina game, yeah.
Besides that Carolina game. So. You still got plenty of time to watch Roadhouse, though.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife and lips that taste
Wake up to the Wolf Show, Ranch Roundup update coming. Before we get to the stats and stuff, I want to tell you that if you're one of the places that is in the competition, you're in the Savory 16. Annie did some great work yesterday and put a little poster together that you can print from the website there and put it up in your place to encourage people to vote for your delicious ranch dressing slash dip.
And it will travel with you through all the weeks if you continue to stay on the bracket. Yeah. So you just post it up and it'll be there.
Yeah, so and you can print as many of them as you want. You did a nice job on that, Annie.
Thank you. I tried.
Kudos.
Thank you.
All right. Stats now on the Savory 16. Voting must be finished by midnight Sunday.
I loaded up the page a little bit ago, but I have yet to scroll down because I wanted it to be a surprise at these numbers because this has been so exciting.
Hundreds and hundreds of people have chimed in to vote.
Wow. Y'all are really trying to step up the game here. Oh, would you believe it, Dale? Okay. Little Creek against Alex's Grill. 439-202. It's still a runaway. Little Creek, womping on them.
They are rallying their troops.
Midtown's against that Little Pork Shop, and the Little Pork Shop's got it. 351-286, but still very close.
They have maintained the lead.
They have. Same for Dick's Drive-In in Center Grove. Dick's has got 389-241. Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar in Bully's Bar and Grill. 376-222, Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar has it.
That still could happen. I told you guys last year there was a last hour rally that pushed Tucker's Grill over the top, so it can happen.
Look, John Brown, if y'all want to slow down, you are literally whooping Home Slices. All of King has voted. 440-192. It's about to be a runaway.
Whoa. Hit me
440-192.
Oh, my.
It's just about a runaway. Would you believe if I told you that Frady's Tap House and Christo's is still neck and neck?
Man, they both are aggressive.
4 points. Again, 299-296. It has been between 2 and 4 points all week long.
If one of those places is your favorite, make sure you voted and get other people to vote that haven't.
Just tell your mama and them to go vote for them if you like them. They only need a couple more to beat the other out.
All right.
Ronnie's Rumble. Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison versus Ronnie's Restaurant in Clemens. 344-270. Still pretty close there.
I got a DM from a guy who said, hey, man, these guys both are great. He's been to both places. And he said, hands down, the best ranch and blue cheese dressing anywhere. But it's top notch. The guy was raving about it.
Well, Ronnie's in Madison has it. And, then we have East Coast and Red Rooster Grill. East Coast 336 to Red Rooster's 284. So there's plenty of time to rally your people. Print off one of my things. Post it up. Tell all your wait staff to spread the word. If you want these bragging rights, tell them. You got to share it. Because I went to Frady's the other night, unbeknownst to Frady's. Mm-hmm. I went on the DL with my family. And my father-in-law just happened to mention, hey, I heard you guys were on this ranch roundup thing. And the waitress said, I'm not sure what you're talking about. She went back and spoke to the manager. The manager says, yeah, we're on this. And she came back out. She goes, yeah, I guess we are. So tell your waitstaff, babies. Tell them. Yeah. Get them voting for people. That's exactly how Tucker's won last year.
Yeah, getting on a rally.
I think Sarah out there was picking up people's phones and doing it for them. I think she was like, here, I'll help you out. And she was going there and voting for them. So, I mean, get your waitstaff on there.
Vote before midnight. All votes have to be in for the Savory 16 by midnight Sunday. You can only vote at 931wolfcountry.com. Dropping comments and DMs does not count as a vote.
At all.
You've got to use the official ballot that's on the website. 642, boys back home. It's Dylan and Dylan. Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott on the Wolf.
Yeah, here's to the back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday.
Today's top one, three, go.
So the big changes happened with, with Bowman Gray in the Triad. And basically NASCAR bought Bowman Gray Stadium. And this was after a long group of meetings with the city of Winston-Salem. And with the promise of keeping the weekly races, because it means so much to the Triad, and it's such a big, it brings in a lot of income, it's a lot of popularity, and it would be a big upset if we didn't. So they did purchase a company from the Hawkins family, who has leased this facility, and they've been dealing with it for decades. And the promoter, Gray Garrison, is the grandson of the Hawkins family. He'll stay on to assist with the transition. And they've named a new general manager, Austin Shuford. The season begins April 20th. And hopefully it's just a smooth transition. Nothing changes for anybody that's just attending the Bowman Gray races. But here's hoping that this does something. It makes this a little more special. Does something a little bigger, or can add, a little more money into the track or whatever. I don't know what this means for the college, because Winston-Salem State uses that field. This is, everybody's talking about this because it's just crazy. And I think people are really worried that it's going to change racing. But
nah, it won't.
I think you guys can still give the race car drivers the bird while they're running around the track. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Drop the green flag. Let's go.
Yeah. So I watched a little teaser trailer last night, and I just was so excited about it. I thought I'd talk about it. But the Beetlejuice, I'm only going to say his name once.
She sent it to me like she was so excited.
I was. And I didn't even realize Michael Keegan was returning as Beetlejuice. Of course he was.
The juice is loose.
That's the only thing I said. The juice is loose. So it's supposed to be released September 5th, 2024. So I can't wait.
Just in time to go into the Halloween season.
Right. And I'm sure it'll be in the theaters that long. But yeah, Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder return, as does, why can't I think of her name? Catherine O'Hara. I almost said Poops Creek.
Almost. She's in that.
She is, but I was trying to relate back to her. But yeah, so it's going to be really good. And if you haven't watched it, it's quick, but it's worth a watch because you kind of get all the feels.
If you're a big fan, I think you'll be very excited.
Love Beetlejuice, so yeah. Very excited for that. And then tomorrow in Kernersville is Touch a Truck, which is super exciting. And who doesn't love Touch a Truck? A big free event where you get to see all the cars and police vehicles and just all the cool stuff.
They got all the cop cars, the SWAT truck, the fire department has their gear out there. Sometimes the state police brings their helicopter.
Yeah, and we went out last year. It was raining. It's projected to rain again, but they still have it, whether it's rain or shine. And like I said, you'll see 18-wheelers. You get to honk. All you hear is, everywhere, because everybody's honking the horns of all these big things. I think the part bus was there last year, which was really cool, and it was nice and out of the, you could get out of the rain for a few minutes, sit on the bus. It was a lot of fun. And if you missed it yesterday on the top three, I was telling you how the Wienermobile is also going to be at Touch a Truck.
Very exciting stuff.
And it's free, 10 to 2, 645 North Park Drive. Technically, it's the east campus of John Deere. They'll have all the signs out. The staff out there is great getting you where you need to go. The Kiwanis staff who's doing all this and putting it all on. I mean, and like I said, rain or shine, bring your umbrellas. It's worth a go.
Yeah, you might need your galoshes because there's an 80% chance of rain all day long tomorrow.
So you're telling me that my kid probably won't have a football game.
Yeah, it's probably going to be postponed until a drier time.
Well, he'll be excited to get a Touch a Truck then.
Yes, he will. Touch a Truck, always a good time. Wake up with the Wolf Show fans. Scotty McCurry there. He's joined us a number of times on the show. 7:04, a ranch roundup, heading into the final 48 hours of voting for the Savory 16 before we get to who's ahead and who's not. If you're participating, if you're in the running, did a poster you can print to put on your tables or on your walls or both. in your business there to encourage people to vote and get them to our website at 931wolfcountry.com, where the only official voting takes place. Dropping comments does not count as a vote. You got to go to the website at 931wolfcountry.com. There's a little place pinned to the Facebook page where you can click through. Now, who's in the lead?
I can see the numbers in real time, and I just refreshed. And it's wild when we just talked about this 30 minutes ago. How the numbers have changed. Boom. How many people are listening so early and voting as soon as we talk about the numbers.
Hey, pop off, early crowd.
Pop off. Go right to that website. Get your votes in. All right, we'll start from the bottom and work our way up. East Coast Wings against Red Rooster Grill. East Coast has it 337 to 286. The Ronnie's Rumble, the Ronnie's Showdown, Ronnie's versus Ronnie's.
What a battle. What a war we got going on between these two. And it just so happened in the draw that they ended up against each other. Total happenstance.
Yes. Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison against Ronnie's Restaurant in Clemens. Madison's got it, 346 to 271. Frady's Tap House and Christo's. This is the biggest number change I've seen thus far, and that's what I was saying, that somebody must have been listening. They tacked on a couple more votes. They were 4 votes difference just a little bit ago. Now they're 5 votes difference.
Okay, but still.
But the numbers have went up both. Like, both numbers went up.
Oh, so people, fans of both.
Yes. Frady's 302, Christo's 297.
Gosh, man, that's tight.
It is tight. John Brown beating up on Home Slice. They have been all week, 442 to 193. You could probably back off a little bit, John Brown.
We're coming, John Brown. We're going to make that one of our road trip stops here.
I believe next week, yeah. Yep. Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar against Bully's Bar and Grill. And Bully's is new to the scene. They just opened up like a month or so ago.
Must be some good ranch.
From what I've heard, they said the ranch is ranching. Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar's got it right now, though, 377 to 224. Dick's Drive-In against Center Grove Grill. Dick's has got it, 391 to 242. That Little Pork Shop in Eden against Midtown Grill, 355 to 286, the Pork Shop. And lastly, Little Creek Grill against Alex's Grill and Ice Cream Shop. Little Creek, 440. Alex's, 204.
Get your votes in. Got to be in by midnight, Sunday night. New country from Jason. Let your boys be country.
Let your boys be country.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, jamming to Cole Swindell, which makes me think maybe a Joe DeMessina song for a Friday song today. How would you feel about that, Annie?
I feel like that's great because, you know, she's going to be at that classic country show in Winston-Salem this summer, too. So yeah, why not?
Her only show in the Carolinas. That's the only one she's doing.
Basically, I know my husband hasn't said it yet, but he's going to threaten my life if we don't go to that show.
You got to go. You got to go see Jody.
Jody's our favorite. Like, him and I connected because of Jody. I swear.
Well, she does such a rocking little show. She's so full of energy.
When we got to talk to her on the phone, I think last year.
Spitfire.
Yeah, I love her.
She's going to call us again. And what a spitfire she is. Always has been. Hey, we found out Touch a Truck got moved.
Yeah, I have it on my top 3 this morning. So if you were listening a little bit ago, you're super excited about it, like I was, because of the rain. It's going to be postponed, which is funny. Touch a Truck, because y'all didn't do it last year. We were out there in the rain.
Guess they learned their lesson.
I guess so. It's got postponed to Saturday, April 20th from 10 to 2. All the same trucks will be there.
Except
the Wienermobile.
Yep. Because the Wienermobile is coming into town tomorrow regardless.
I got to email the Wienermobile people and find out what they're going to do instead tomorrow. I could absolutely cry. So,
attention,
that.
Wienermobile. Attention, Wienermobile.
I guess we'll just have to focus on football, which who knows if that's going to be canceled or not. Speaking of football, I am so proud, Dale.
I can see it in your face.
I could cry. I'm so proud. I went from being so mad that I could cry to so proud that I could cry. Quick recap, Frank. Frank was an absolute nightmare at his first football practice last week.
Ran screaming off the field.
I mean, absolute nightmare. And then we did a lot of talking, a lot of punishing, et cetera. And this week.
She said punishing, not punching.
Yeah, well.
Because it sounded like punching. Everybody's like, I want to get
punishing. Yeah. Because he acted a fool. And so we did a lot of discussion. And Wednesday night he went out. He did the thing. He did the entire practice. He was
balling.
A team player. Yeah, he did a great job snapping the ball and stuff. His hands were in his pockets, which was like his coping mechanism. But
yeah, he'll learn not to do that. But center's a great position for him too.
We both said we learned a couple things. One, bigger football because we have a peewee size and they're not playing with a peewee size out there. Two, no more pants with pockets.
They're not playing with the junior size football?
I don't know what size it is.
Oh, it is.
But it was bigger than the one we had.
Yeah, well, it's not a junior. It's a junior size football. They're
it
not
probably was just because it was practice.
Little hands can't get around a full size football.
No, yeah, there's no way. But yeah, yeah. So it all went better. And but it caused us to say, you know, like with my kid acted a total fool in public last week, just on this football field, just a total fool, y'all. Everybody's staring at us, and that's not being dramatic. That is dead serious.
Acting a fool.
Because how can you not look away when your child's screaming bloody murder at a football practice? Nothing's going on. So anyways, kind of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Talking about
something. It did. We were like, okay, I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not alone here. What has your kid done in public that it's like, oh my God.
A lot of you were trying to get in yesterday. The phones were very busy yesterday. We wanted to talk about it. And a lot of you wanted to tell your story. Some of you wanted to tell your story so bad you were sending us audio messages because you wanted to
hear. You did.
So if you didn't get in and wanted to fill in the blank, my kid did blank in public. We're continuing that today. So if you have a story about something your kid did in public and you were mortified because that's how parents feel, it's like, oh my gosh, what have I done wrong?
Yeah.
Where did I take that left turn parenting? 799-WOLF. Or you can DM us with a story. We're waiting, as always.
Capture my attention, make my heart stop and listen when you look. Go on with you. Yeah, boy.
If you're calling with a story, keep calling. If the lines are busy, just try back, and we're going to get to some stories here in just a second. But right now, a special little shout-out to some special little Wake Up With The Wolf show friends.
Am I? I thought you were playing the callback. Oh, we had some friends.
I'm
sorry. Okay, Bristol and Allie. I'm sorry. I was waiting for the call to play.
Yeah.
Bristol and Allie called us. They are on their way to school this morning, and we asked them what their favorite song we were currently playing was, and they would love to hear Last Night by Morgan Wallen. So here it is. Bristol and Allie, have the best day at school. Keep being good, and keep listening to The Wolf.
Oh, I have it. Trust me.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. You know what? Bye. I'm thinking about a lot here lately, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because of my kids' age. I'm thinking about what story I'm going to tell on them at their wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to tell one. You can bet on it.
Well, as much as you run your mouth here, you got to, Dale.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Listen, let me tell you what. If there's anything I know how to do, it's a disc jockey jaw-jacking.
Well, that's what they pay you for, pal.
New music from Nate Smith. It's Bulletproof on the Wolf.
Usually so neon light.
Hooray! Birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
All the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And welcome to the biggest birthday party in the Triad.
Party!
That's right. And it's Friday, which makes it even bigger of a party because we've got 3 days worth of birthdays to celebrate today.
Go.
Starting with today, Charlie Pack of Winston-Salem, happy birthday. Rachel Irby of Winston-Salem, happy birthday. Kevin Lewis of Reidsville celebrating, along with Hunter Hartgrove of King. Desiree Hatley of Robbins. Rob Norman of Wahlberg. Cynthia Cottle of Kernersville. Lauren Nichols of Winston-Salem. Sawyer Koenig. Brianna Overman of Graham is 21 today. Perfect Friday, turning 21. We know what you're fitting to do.
Party!
J.C. Hilton of Winston-Salem is 30 today. Hunter Hartgrove of King, I've already said you twice now. Look at you, double birthday celebration. Miss Gary Lynn Shaw of King. Katie Culver of Winston-Salem. Oh, she's going to kill me. Danielle. Danny Sue Renfro Shields, whatever your last name is now. Happy birthday, boo, from East Bend. I love you so much, even though you get on my nerves. Okay. Brylin Parks of Archdale is 12 today, and Sarah Rail of Greensboro is celebrating. For tomorrow, Brittany and Brianna Sally of Winston-Salem, Tori Barker of Kernersville, Renee Hall of Blues Creek, Bradley Fulp of Kernersville, Brian Bennett of Summerfield, Ricky Sansom of Greensboro. Fun fact, I went on one date with Ricky Sansom, and that's the one date I went on that it was to an Italian restaurant, and I ordered fettuccine Alfredo, and that is the worst experience of my life. Don't ever order any kind of pasta on a first date. Thank you. Happy birthday, Ricky Sansom of Greensboro.
Lessons learned.
I've never talked to him since. I don't even know how he got on the birthday list. Happy birthday, pal. Tiffany Terulli of Kernersville celebrating along with Shannon Allred of Winston-Salem, Parker Hall of Randleman, Ashley B. of Greensboro, Katie Jimenez of Ashboro, Caroline Beeson from Winston-Salem is celebrating today and listens every day on the way to school. Caroline is 8 years old today. Happy birthday to her. Speaking of listening every day, big shout out to Alexander Hill of Kernersville, who's 19. And for Sunday, happy birthday to Nikki Handy of Winston-Salem, Maddie Smith of Blues Creek, Stephanie Coles of Greensboro is the big 40. Lordy, lordy, Stephanie's 40. Jacob Hackney of Kernersville celebrating. Connie Harger of Walnut Cove. Daniel Simonson of Winston-Salem. Jessica Snyder of Clemens. Stephanie Coles of Greensboro. Connie Clark of Ashboro. Taylor Owen of Kernersville. Harper Craven of Seagrove. Natalie Norman of Lexington. And Mike Isley of Reidsville having a birthday today. Just checking over. Didn't miss anybody. At least I hope I didn't. But just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Today's top three, and NASCAR's connection to Bowman Gray is officially entering a new chapter. Yesterday, NASCAR announced it's acquiring the lease to manage all the racing operations at the track, and that's effective immediately. And this runs through December 2050. So if you don't like it, tough.
Settle in. Yeah. Strap in. Here we go.
This comes after like a lot of debate and meetings and everything else with the city of Winston-Salem, who owns the track and the surrounding property. And they said that, you know, they feel like this is a great decision that they've made. It's going to do great things for Winston. And they only did it because they agreed to keep the weekly races that keep 17,000 people coming back every week to see this happen.
It's like, why would they not do that anyway? But evidently there was some discussion over whether or not they were going to do that. That was a holdup.
And, you know, they say that it's really meaningful for them to acquire this. It's a very special place because it dates back to the 40s and 50s, and NASCAR really beginning to grow through that first decade and a half, and Bowman Gray was a pretty big part of that. So it goes down in history of NASCAR, essentially, so why not?
It's race day at Bowman Gray.
That's right. So don't worry. We're still going to have races. And the race season, I think it was April 20th is when it kicks off. So, we're back, baby.
All right.
Beetlejuice dropped the trailer last night for the new remake, or the new edition, I guess, because it's not
like
really a remake.
Sequel.
Yeah, it's like a sequel. It's got Michael Keaton in it. It's got Catherine O'Hara. It's got Winona Ryder. I'm so excited. And Jenny Ortega, who is perfect for this role in the new movie.
Can't you roll the R when you say Jenny Ortega?
Ortega.
Oh, that was a big roll.
It's set to release September 5th, 2024. I'm just excited about it. The juice is loose. And if you're excited about it, go watch the trailer. It's a quick little teaser, but it's going to be good. It's going to be weird to see old Michael Keaton, but it's still going to be good.
I really like Michael Keaton. He's got a new movie out, too, that's really well done as well. It's one that he directed.
I'm ready for that full teaser, the full trailer to come out.
Oh, they're going
to
make you wait.
Of course they're going to make me wait. And we were talking about Touch a Truck earlier in the day, but it was one of my top three things because it was supposed to happen tomorrow in Kernersville.
But.
And the Wienermobile was supposed to be there, but they have postponed this to Saturday, April 20th. It's from 10 to 2. It'll be at the John Deere Kernersville, John Deere area in Kernersville. Normally it's rain or shine. At least it was last year. So they did change that. But if you don't want to miss out on the Wienermobile, it is in town today from 10 to 2 at Miriam P. Brenner's Children's Museum. You can just roll up and see the Wienermobile. Get a little glimpse of the inside of it. They'll have Wienermobilia.
Wienermobilia.
I love it. So yeah, go see the 27-foot long hot dog. All right, it's buttons of fun in our area.
Oh yeah. Hey, you ready to kick off the weekend?
I am absolutely ready.
Then let's do it.
Good morning.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's Friday, pumpkin.
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
TGIF.
It is Friday, right?
Have a great weekend, everybody.
It was a Friday I never forget.
Thank God it's Friday.
I'm getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
It's the weekend, so I'm going to make this brief as I know how. Let's party.
Well, we discussed it earlier and decided this might just be the perfect song today.
Bye-bye to this work week.
Let's take just a sec to talk basketball. What a day yesterday. Little bracket busted going on yesterday. First of all, NC State beat Texas Tech 80-67. That means they take on Oakland tomorrow at 7:10. And why Oakland and not Kentucky?
Oh, Dale, I'm so sorry.
Because those Wildcats dropped the game yesterday. Kentucky lost to Oakland 80-76 last night. So, again, it's NC State and Oakland tomorrow at 7:10. Today, Duke and Vermont at 7:10. Carolina beat Wagner yesterday 90-62. So Carolina plays Michigan State tomorrow at 5:30.
Yeah, you see me over here, Dale? I'm representing.
Pop off, girl.
Got my Carolina shirt on.
Rooting on her heels, but congrats to the State fans. Congrats to you Wolfpackers. Congrats to the heels. Lots of great boys. Heating up. That's the great thing about this thing, man. Anything can happen. And Kentucky, I will never ever forgive you.
The Wolf.
What? New scratch-offs are out? That means new
total prizes. The Winner's Club awaits. Must be 18 to play. Approximate overall odds of winning range from 1 in 2.93 to 4.24. Problem gambling helpline 877-718-5543.
We have big markdowns for big savings at Colfax Furniture and Mattress. We're clearing out the showroom floors and marking down thousands of floor samples, displays, and one-of-a-kind items. Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, and mattresses. Thousands of items in every department. Come in now for big markdowns and big savings at all four Triad locations at Colfax Furniture and Mattress. And bring it home. See store for details? Visit us online at ColfaxFurniture.com. ColfaxFurniture.com.
Do you want a nicer, newer car or motorcycle, but you're worried about the payments? Don't worry, because this week I'm bringing back our most successful offer ever. It's my perfect payment program, where you tell us your perfect monthly payment. Next, choose the perfect car or motorcycle for you. Then get approved and ride home happy. Everyone loves our perfect payment program. You get to pick your perfect monthly payment, and you get the bill making payments. Come see me, Crazy Kevin Powell, Foothill Ford, Pilot Mountain, Kevin Powell Motorsports, Winston-Salem, Greensboro. Get started right now at KevinSaysYes.com.
Hardee's 2 for $5 mix and match breakfast bake goodness into your morning. Pick any two handcrafted favorites for only $5. Choose a made from scratch biscuit stacked with sausage and egg, biscuit and gravy, or a country fried steak biscuit. With Hardee's 2 for $5 mix and match breakfast, you get double the breakfast goodness, now served till noon every day. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only, tax not included. Price and participation may vary. Exclusions may apply by time of day.
just in time for the big college basketball tournament, the wait is over. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is officially live in North Carolina. Hey, it's Erin Austin, and right now, new customers get $250 in bonus bets guaranteed when you bet your first $5. Just go to FanDuel.com/Erin, that's E-R-I-N, to sign up. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to over-unders to which team will cut down the nets, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. Take the court with $250 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you place your first $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/Erin to get started. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 and up and present North Carolina. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 93.1 The Wolf.
At Target, our prices for Easter are so low, you can put all your eggs in one basket. Surprise them with Target exclusive Favorite Day treats, like our unique chocolate bunny and a cute basket, all from just $4. Add in some fun with a six-pack of bubbles, 50-piece sidewalk chalk, and super soft stuffed animals, all from $5. And get great family pics with new Easter looks. It's easy with women's and girls' dresses for only $20 and under. Low prices on everything for Easter? Now that's Target.
Want it done right at a fair price? At John's, you're golden. John's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is celebrating our golden anniversary, 50 years, and we would not be here without you. When you call John's, you can expect the same dependable service as when my dad Greg started with one single truck in 1974. We're still local, still family-owned, and still there when you need us, 24/7. Thank you for 50 great years. We look forward to providing you golden service for many more to come. Give us a call or book online at gojohns.com.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
From Dr. John's H2O Studios, the water purification expert, this is WPAW-FM and HD1 Winston-Salem. 93.1 The Wolf.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lives with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. Wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. Now I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better.
Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
It looked like ranch dressing.
Spilled ranch dressing all over the drawer.
Must be the ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing.
I know. Ranch dressing.
Ranch Roundup underway. Voting in the first round of 16 must be in by midnight Sunday night at the website at 931wolfcountry.com.
Here is the current running totals. We've got Little Creek versus Alex's Grill. Little Creek is winning 442 to 208. Midtown versus That Little Pork Shop, 358 to 288. That Little Pork Shop has it. Dick's Drive-In over Center Grove Grill with 394 to 244. Piedmont Triad, Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar over Bully's Bar and Grill, 380 to 226. John Brown Still Wompin' Home Slice, 446 to 194. It's almost a runaway. Frady's and Christo's, no surprise here, still a four-point difference as it rises, 304 to 300. Frady's has it by four. Ronnie's versus Ronnie's.
The Ronnie's Rumble.
349 to 273. Not quite a runaway, but Ronnie's Madison still has it. And East Coast Wings versus the Red Rooster. East Coast, 340 to 288.
All right, remember, vote's got to be in. And the only legitimate way to vote is on the website at 931wolfcountry.com. Dropping comments does not constitute a vote.
It does not. I'm happy that you're cheering them on, but that's all that is. Also, we did give you a little print-off. It's on Facebook for those restaurants out there to print off. Put on your tables, put at your door, put in the bathroom, wherever, so people can scan and vote right from their phone right then and there.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. There ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24, and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. It's not the way that my life goes. Now I know. When you're passed out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Well, I had a girl love me the whole damn time. And I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years I never thought she'd leave. And there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be
sober by 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
When you think country music in Carolina, think 93.1 The Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.